It's Shotgun Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story we found this weekend, Chief William Walsh reported the Great Barrington Police Department investigating a pedestrian who was struck by a vehicle in Great Barrington. Fire and police units responded to Stockbridge Road at 7 p.m. on Friday when they found their victim, a 75-year-old Connecticut woman, lying on the ground with head trauma. The driver remained at the scene and was cooperative with police. Preliminary investigation indicates the pedestrian was crossing the roadway when she was struck. Traffic was reduced to one lane. We have no updates on the health of the person who was struck or the identity. In Red Hook Friday, a fire at a Red Hook home was caused by a faulty extension cord that was plugged into Christmas lights, according to the Tivoli Fire Department. No one was hurt, but they remind and stress people that all Christmas lights and cords should be in good working order and safe to use. The Red Hook, Ryan, but Claremont Fire Departments, along with Red Hook Police, also responded. Meanwhile, on the 28th of November, New York State Police from Dover Plains Barracks investigated a rollover motor vehicle crash that involved a tractor-trailer on Route 22 in the town of Northeast at about 5 p.m. The Troop K Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Unit responded to the scene to assist with removal of the tractor-trailer. The road was closed from about 2:30 a.m. Sharon Hospital hosting its second State of the Hospital Community Update at 9 a.m. today at Sharon Town Hall on Main Street in Sharon, Connecticut. Also today, the Housatonic Rest of the River Mediation Public Meeting being held at the Duffin Theater in Lenox Memorial Middle High School in East Lenox, Massachusetts. Today, going on in Salisbury, the Inland Wetlands and Conservation Commission meets at 6:30. Also, the Region 1 Board of Education meets at Housatonic Valley Regional High School at 6:30 tonight. Board of Selectmen's meeting in North Canaan is tonight. That will run at 7 p.m. Pine Point Senior Club holding a holiday get-together on Wednesday at noon at the community room over the library on South Main Street. The Amenia Free Library presents game night beginning this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Board games, snacks, and refreshments will be provided at Route 343 in Amenia. More information, amenialibrary.org. Dover Athletic Club, along with the Dover Athletic Boosters, invite you to attend their annual Varsity JV Fall Sports Awards Ceremony Dinner. That'll be held Thursday, dinner at 5 in the dining hall, awards at 6 in the auditorium. RSVP for guests, athletes will be covered to Mrs. Krager. Additional meals cost $8. Amenia Fire Company's 7th Annual Parade of Lights will happen Friday at 6 p.m., 5 p.m. lineup at the Amenia Firehouse. Decorate a car, truck, tractor, or wagon, anything on wheels. Special town meeting coming up in Sharon, Connecticut. That town meeting will be held at Town Hall on December 7th for the following purpose: to see what action the town will take regarding the following recommendations of the Board of Finance concerning the Sharon Green Rehab Project, to approve the expenditure not to exceed $496,000, to authorize the expenditure of $190,000 from the town's portion of the capital non-recurring account, to authorize an expenditure of $172,000 from the town's LOSIF account, and to authorize an expenditure of $134,000 from the undesignated fund. Music in the Nave presents its 8th Annual Messiah Singin' with James Sinclair, conducting the Sherman Chamber Ensemble on Friday at 7:30 at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church on North Main Street. In Kent, the chorus will consist of members of the audience who wish to sing. More information, Standard Ruske Kent Kennett. That's standrewskennett.org. There is admission at the door by cash or check. Student admission is free. Material Girl, St. John's Lutheran Church in Ankrum, holding a holiday clearance sale on the 8th from 9 till 1. Sale of their one-of-a-kind hand-sewn items. Meanwhile, on Saturday, the 8th, Sharon Methodist Church has their fair from 10 till 4. Lots of goodies for the holiday. The church will also be serving a light lunch. The holiday spirit is going on in Chatham. It's Chatham's Winterfest, everything for young and old, live music, a visit with Santa and Chatham. That is on Main Street from 10 until 4 on the 8th. The Ankrum Winterfest, meanwhile, is going on also on Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. at Town Hall. Mark Russ providing holiday music. There'll be Santa's helpers, artisans, craftspeople, toy makers, and more. Santa Claus will arrive by fire engine at 5:30 with gifts for all the kids. Great Barrington Historic Society will present their premiere showing of the latest exhibit at Old Fashioned Christmas on Saturday from 4 till 8 p.m. at the Wheeler Farmstead on South Main Street in Great Barrington. Next swing dance at Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield will be on Saturday. Doors open at 7. A dance lesson takes place at 7:30. No partners necessary. Beginners are welcome. More details at 413-429-1176. The Marvelwood Players present Elf the Musical Junior on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Marvelwood School Performing Arts Center. The cost of admission is a food item from the Kent Food Bank and or an unwrapped gift for a child. Hotchkiss Orchestra and School Jazz Ensemble Right Brain Logic will perform a concert on Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Elfris Hall Esther Eastman Music Center. Right Brain Logic will perform original music composed by Hotchkiss's own Michael Mussolami, instructor in jazz guitar and director of the ensemble. The performance will feature several student solos. The Hotchkiss Orchestra, conducted by the chair of the Visual and Performing Arts Department, Fabio Witkowski, will perform challenging works from the Standard Symphonic Repertoire. For more information, hotchkiss.org/arts. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad on Sunday has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse, 7:30 till 10:30. Noble Horizons hosting a festive performance of the holiday favorites by the Salisbury Band, Christmas Brass, and Hot Chocolate Society on Sunday at 2 p.m. Make reservations at noblehorizons.org. Following the concert, hot chocolate and holiday cookies will be served. Bushnell Sage Library in Sheffield holding a public reading of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol on Sunday at 3 p.m. It's facilitated by Ruth Giordano. Refreshments will be served at that event. Children and adults alike will marvel at the mile-long spectacle of lighted tractors, fire truck floats, and more at the Copaic Firehouse on the 9th. It begins at 5:30. Our business brief, underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken and interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones will start off the week at 25,538.46, the NASDAQ at 7,330.54, and the S&P 500 at 2,760.17. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.